Hey guys, this is part two of our discussion of Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. If you didn't catch it, part one is available on our podcast feed, so go back and listen to that, and then join us again for part two. All right, thanks for listening, and we love you, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
I'm no Superman.
Well, let's talk about, like, so Lex Luthor, I mean, just kind of like opening the whole story up, like, plays Batman like a fiddle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Superman has no idea that Lex Luthor is bad, that Batman exists. He basically doesn't know anything the whole movie. So yeah. That's kind of it's a misnomer. But no, he does. He plays, and you're right, going back to that, it really makes Batman look stupid.
Yes.
He's, and if anything, he's supposed to be one step ahead of everyone, and he feels like he's three steps behind this.
Yes.
Like, even during that fight scene, it kind of like points everything out, problems with Batman, when he's like fumbling around with that canister, trying to put it into the gun. And then the other point when he's just like cowering from Superman, like, oh, I didn't expect that Superman was going to punch me.
Like, it's just like not little, something I could have planned on. There's lots of little things, but there's lots of big things where it just feels like, you know, it's just always a great moment when Batman goes, someone says something to Batman and goes, ha, I've tricked you. And he goes, ha, I already tricked you. And then something pops up, or he does something where it's like, I already planned for this. Like, I already thought about this. Like, I don't go into a situation without thinking about all the different contingencies I might need.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So we meet our Lex Luthor, and he is acting like a stupid, eccentric billionaire.
He wants access to the Kryptonian ship.
Yeah. Which he gets
later, much later. But he's hounding, what's her face? Holly Hunter's character.
We're laughing. We've been doing these dynamite Holly Hunter impressions at work all week.
Of her, with her big teeth falling out of her face, just like, Lex Luthor, I can't. No, we can't. No, I can't even do it.
Our impressions at work have become much more like Gary Busey than anybody else.
More Gary Busey than Holly Hunter. But for some reason, the Democratic senator or senator from Kentucky is the person.
Oh, that was Kansas.
Is it Kansas?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
Who cares?
Well, that would be Smallville, so that would make sense. I thought it was Kentucky. Anyway, why is it,
she's heading up the,
why isn't the president of the United States talking to Superman? Or, like, people from the United Nations or any, like, world leader, like, why is this one random person, like, talking to, like,
the most powerful being on the planet?
Like, a Jesus guy that's flying around. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's kind of baffling, but she's the only thing that sort of stands between Lex Luthor and his ambitions to kind of get a hold of Kryptonian tech and probably...
He is spending the majority of the first hour of the movie setting up Superman to look guilty for...
this African incident.
The African incident... Also, in a scene later in the movie where Superman is on trial.
Well, he's implored to come before the Senate and kind of address all the issues of the film thus far. And Luthor has sort of set up way ahead of time. I mean, we're all over the place with this film. But honestly, we're going to make more sense than the actual, you know, pacing and, you know, plot points. Luthor has kind of helped the person that got wounded earlier in the film in Gotham... in Metropolis, one of the Wayne...
Well, you wouldn't know because they're right across the bay from each other in this movie.
That's true, yeah. You could spit and hit Batman in Gotham. But basically, someone loses his legs, and he's got no... He thinks he's got no compensation from Wayne's company, and Luthor has sort of set this guy up and given him a new wheelchair and said, aren't you pissed off that, you know, Superman can fly around and do all this stuff, and makes him accountable and puts him in this room... to kind of make Superman realize, like, well, you could be a real jerk and never not address the American people and this man that you personally hurt in this incident, or you can, you know, fly around. And it's all a big scheme of Luthor's to blow up his wheelchair and everyone in, you know, this congressional building and blame it on Superman.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone in the movie believes that Superman did it for approximately 4 seconds. And then they're like, oh, this is not... Superman doesn't have the power to blow up like a bomb, I guess. That's not one of the powers he's exhibited thus far.
He only shoots AK-47s. That's all he does.
He only uses one-of-a-kind experimental Superman bullets to kill people. Gosh, where are we even at?
Piss jar?
Piss jar. I mean, well, if we want to jump ahead that far, when
It doesn't matter.
Has he confronted Batman at that point?
So they
meet once as Bruce Wayne.
He confronts Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent at the same time at a party, mm-hmm. where he does the Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne.
Like, correct. That entire scene is the that's the trailer.
Yeah.
In the trailer. Like,
if you've seen the trailer, you've seen
scene. All the dialogue from those moments.
So
basically.
That's where Bruce Wayne steals a bunch of files from Lex Luthor that Luthor has on these other
metahumans. In probably the worst setup for future films I've ever seen.
Yes.
I say what you will about, you know, the universe building of movies now. It's enough to worry about sequels and prequels and reboots and remakes, but now we have universes, and like it or not, it's a thing that's going to be here for a while.
Can I briefly talk about the layout of Lex Luthor's house? So they're at his house,
no,
right?
No, you can't. Sorry.
They're at his house, right?
Okay, uh-huh. I think.
So for this party, they're upstairs. Bruce Wayne sneaks downstairs to the server room, which is also right next to the kitchen.
Yeah, I think you are.
The room that needs to be super cold is right next to the room. That's honestly the problem I have with Zootopia, is that the desert area is right next to the Arctic area. But anyway, we'll keep going. Keep going.
Why? It's just like the layout of this house is insane. Like,
if a cook wanted,
it was designed by Lex Luthor himself.
Crazy.
He looks to the right, there's the kitchen. He looks to the left, and there's the server room at the base of these stairs.
If one of the caterers wanted to, they could hack his system.
Okay, that's all I want to say about his house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So then Wonder Woman steals the stuff, and then
Wonder Woman's just kind of popping up throughout the film. Not in uniform, but kind of like on the fringe and kind of enticing. Batman sort of already attracted to her from a physical standpoint, but doesn't realize that she's more than that. But yeah, we do get later this email exchange between the two of them, which it just feels dated. I know people still email, but there's something about Batman and Wonder Woman.
Would you rather he Snapchatted her?
Yeah. Don't worry, these will disappear, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, emails her files on the metahumans. Lex Luthor has apparently given them all their insignias.
Yeah. Without Lex Luthor, they would have never been named. The Flash and...
Yeah. Aquaman. Well, we don't know they have names yet, but they do have insignias. Like, what they will wear on their costumes is because of Lex Luthor. This rich, dumb asshole.
Yeah.
And it's really like... It's like watching the worst after-credit stingers.
Yeah.
Three or four in a row.
Yeah.
Whatever the worst versions of those are, all in a row. It's like...
Yeah.
It's...
So we had Cyborg.
We have Cyborg set up. We have Flash set up. And we have
Aquaman. Which might constitute the longest mugging for the camera scene I've ever seen. He swims out of this sunken ship, looks at the camera, and looks at the camera, and keeps looking at the camera, and is still looking at the camera.
He remembers he has a trident in his hand.
Yeah, so he shows the trident.
He swims and then, backwards a little bit first.
Yeah, swims backwards a little bit, and then looks back at the camera.
He spells out in bubbles.
And then attacks the camera.
He spells out in bubbles, "My name is Aquaman."
Yeah. "Hey guys, you'll see me in a couple years in Aquaman."
So I hope in the Aquaman movie he's just constantly confused. He doesn't know what's going on.
I want him like at our marina touching all the boats and being just like amazed by all of our surface technology. Yeah.
My idea is that it's James Cameron down there with the camera, and he's just like, "I think I've seen this guy's movie. I kind of recognized him looking in there."
All right, so we get the metahumans, a really, really clunky introduction to future films. Gosh, where do we get? I mean, we should get to the fight.
Let's just get to the fight. So Lex Luthor kidnaps Martha Kent and is torturing her and takes these, like...
Ugh,
disgusting photos. Like, he's like markered her face.
It says witch on her face because he says, if you're like a demon from above, then surely the mother of a demon is a witch.
Oh,
right? He writes witch on her forehead. Did you not?
The whole God versus devil thing throughout the whole thing was so ham-fisted.
What do you expect? In Man of Steel, he was in a church with a glowing cross behind him. So, I mean, we were beyond the point of, like, this is high school level imagery.
Exactly. There's the imagery, but then there's also them just, like, speaking to it every time.
Because
you are a god. No, you are a devil.
Because Zack Snyder applies that sort of, like, jackhammer kind of like force to all of his things where there's no subtlety. It's Lex Luthor acting like he's saying this big this big kind of like, you know, heady thing. And it's like, yeah, we, anyone, any kid is like, wow, it's almost like this guy's like a god or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard to figure out. Superman
You're not cracking any eggshell. You're not cracking a nutshell here. You're just like, you're saying what everybody already knows, but you present it like this big, like, can you believe that nobody saw this yet?
You know what I expect people to assume? If we're doing a Superman in the real world, some people are going to look at him like a god.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
That's not worth mentioning, let alone again.
He turned it into like the whole,
monologue
of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there is no, I don't know if you posed this to me, Andrew, but there's nothing in this movie other than, you know, some little throwaway lines. Why does Lex Luthor hate Superman?
If you don't
count the comics, if we're just counting this media,
yeah,
what does he have to hate about him?
He never, like, there's never a moment where, like, somebody goes, Mr. Luthor, I can't understand why you are so against him or something like that. Like, why, you know, like, he never has a moment where he, like, some people get really, get really bothered by exposition or something like that. I would love for him just to say why he's so against Superman. But instead, it's just like he is like continually torturing this guy and trying to get the world to hate him. But there's never a reason why. You're just supposed to know because he's Lex Luthor and this is Superman
that's
supposed to hate each other.
Bruce Wayne has a motive in this.
Yeah.
He saw firsthand and had his own employees and you know, friends and confidants injured and hurt by this guy who was reckless.
Yeah.
There's nothing. They could have had Lex Luthor running around Metropolis going, my man!
Yeah.
Father! And you see LexCorp get destroyed.
Yeah.
Literally, that would have been that easy.
I think maybe because they did it with Batman, it kind of stole what Lex Luthor had. They were like, well, we already did that.
He's also upset.
That's bad filmmaking if you can't, like, if you can't tell two different stories about with two completely different characters. Then you fucked up. You made a bad movie.
Oh, yeah. They definitely fucked
up. Okay, so wait. Okay, let's jump ahead of the fight. So Luthor frames Superman for 4 seconds. He blows up the Senate and he kills Holly Hunter, who was sort of his only obstacle to getting the Kryptonian ship or access to it. And what he exactly hopes to find, I'm not sure, but he immediately is able to interact with it. He takes control of it. And then he finds in the files that there is some failsafe or contingency where you can make a horrible
abomination
doomsday clone thingamabob if you have Kryptonian DNA. So he creates this monster out of left field, like with about 25 minutes left in the film, I think.
Yeah.
And
this blood ritual,
just for good measure, does like a blood ritual on it and smears blood on it. What that does, I can't say. Like, the comic book part of my brain is saying, well, like, his hatred of Superman is literally in his DNA.
Healing the...
Yeah, and no, I'm serious. And that is what he's making Doomsday... Instead of Doomsday going like, I'm just going to screw this planet up, going like, oh, there's Superman, I hate him. So, but that's the only thing I can think that would constitute why doing that would be a smart thing. I love... What if the computer was just like, error, we can't make this now, human DNA, sorry, you fudged up.
But
like,
so he brings in Zod's body.
Yeah.
And puts it in this Kryptonian water, and the ship starts to analyze. And really, with no prompting from anybody, he cuts open his own hand, and blood starts dripping into the water, and that contaminates
the sample.
And I guess that's what allows it to become Doomsday.
I got the impression that it was like The Fly or something like that, where it gets mixed up between two different things, and then Doomsday is like the...
So it's made something kind of part human or part...
But that's the weird thing. What would the human part do?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Have to go to the bathroom. not be powered by the yellow sun. That'd be great.
Be half as strong as he is as a Kryptonian.
Which, by the way, like, if the point is that with a Kryptonian DNA, he is equally powered by the yellow sun as is Superman.
Yeah.
This movie takes place 95%
at night.
That, like, the literal rays of the sun should have no effect. Doomsday should be, like, a wimp. He should just be, like, a scrawny thing that's just, like, kill me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really make any sense. But, nevertheless, he makes him, and the third act is...
Green screen.
So, Batman and... Lex Luthor tells Superman, if you want me to let your mother go, I want the head of Batman. Which, again, why does he hate Batman?
Because of maybe because, well, he did at this point, like, track down Kryptonite or something and invade him. So at this point, there is, like, the very minor concern of, like, this vigilante will eventually try and take me down. But yeah. You know what? Who has the resources to kill a human being? Probably Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Like, you clearly have the ability to fight a god. There should be no reason, especially Lex Luthor, by the way, off screen, knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
And Superman is Clark Kent.
So there is absolutely zero reason that he couldn't kill him as a civilian or something, if it was really that big of a problem.
Yeah.
Especially considering how stupid Batman is in this world.
Batman, he could invite Batman to another soiree, and he could probably blow up some friggin' shrimp pops in his mouth or something. I don't know. Like, what are shrimp pops?
Popsicles.
Oh, okay. Well, he is crazy. So.
Yeah, he might make anything for this party. So he tricks Superman into fighting Batman, although... For, like, the briefest of moments, you get a feeling like, oh my god, there might be some sense in these characters, because Superman says, he finds Lois first, and he says, Lex Luthor's tricking me into fighting Batman, I need to talk to him, and maybe we can settle this without fighting.
He needs to realize that Luthor is pitting us against each other.
Yeah.
He's the villain.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy.
So then he goes to find Batman, and Batman has all these traps set up for Superman, which include a lot of guns.
And sound waves and things that really don't hurt him or stop him at all.
So that prompts Superman just to go, ah, fuck it, I'll fight you.
Yeah. He decides just to stop talking because the things that are like the beating of mosquito wings against his face, he could just stand there and take bullets if he wanted and still talk to Batman.
Yeah.
But he decides to fight a mortal man and screw with him and push him like hundreds of feet away with just a little flick of his wrist.
Yeah. So they fight and... This is, I mean, for a movie that is called Batman versus Superman, their fight scene is all of less than 10 minutes.
And it's awful. I thought at least it was going to be visually appealing.
Right. That's the part I was actually looking forward to.
Is their fight scene. It should be epic. It should be this great, grand fight scene. But when I say it's less than 10 minutes, it is from pillar to post, literally less than 10 minutes. And it consists of... Batman throwing kryptonite gas grenades at Superman and then punching him.
And ordinary fucking smoke bomb grenade things.
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing against Superman?
Someone on the internet said that was a lead smoke grenade, so he wouldn't be able to see him.
Ah, yes. Very good. Just putting dusted lead up into the air.
Yeah, and breathing it in.
Yeah. So, that's perfect.
There's a scene where he throws one of the kryptonite gas grenades at Superman, and he's weakened. And Batman is taking his time, just punching him in the face.
Really enjoying it.
And, like, really, like, he's leaning into these punches, and Superman's face starts to get harder and harder.
This is a man who's murdered, he didn't let people suffer. He just straight up murdered people earlier in the film.
Yes. So he's punching him, and Superman's face is getting harder and harder as the kryptonite's wearing off. And Batman realizes this. Now, this scene, I nearly walked out of the movie. I kid you not. He's punching him, and his face is getting harder, and then he realizes what's happening, and he waves him off, and he starts begging off, like, oh, no, I didn't realize I was punching Superman.
Wait, can we still talk?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Exactly.
Like, people who's... This
is the world's greatest detective.
He's a fucking coward. Like, as soon as it becomes, like, a difficult fight for him, he wants to give up? Fuck that. Fuck this Batman.
Like, you're fighting for your parents, you're fighting for the Earth, you're fighting for everything.
You think you're fighting for the Earth. You think you're fighting for the safety of the Earth. And as soon as, like, he starts to get a little stronger, you are just like, okay, maybe this fighting thing was a bad idea.
Well, don't forget when the machine guns came up at first and started shooting Superman, and then sound machines came up and started hitting him. And then he walked up to him and pushed him away. At no point did he go, whoa, I really underestimated this situation. It's like...
He should have a backup plan for every backup plan.
Yes, that's...
But instead it's to give up? Fuck. So he throws another...
He's playing him. He knows that Boy Scout won't punch him now that he's not weakened.
But he throws another one, and his way of again, like...
His special
really
move
taking is... care of him is grabbing a sink and hitting him in the face with a sink. And
that's
then,
up, up, down, down, back, square, back, square.
And then he has constructed a kryptonite spear... that he's going to kill Superman with, because he's finally got the upper hand. He's inches away from killing him, and Superman, with his last dying breath, pleads out, "Save Martha!" And that, of course, triggers Batman to remember his own mother is named Martha. Why is he saying the name of his mother? And he's like, why are you saying that name?
Then Lois Lane gains psychic powers. Yeah. And even though she's not in the room, she runs into the room and then goes, Martha's his mom's name. Wait, what were you talking about? No, but she does say, like, Martha was his mom's name. And they did point, they did make a point of having Luthor call her by the name Martha earlier when he's threatening her with him with the photos.
And that's the whole reason why Batman got his origin again, is so you could hear you that Martha. That,
hear the Martha again, but it's... There is no reason for Superman to say his mom's name.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, like...
They all know who each other are at this point. You're not giving away your identity by saying, save my mom.
Yeah. Like, that's something he should have said when he first walked up. Is like, listen, he has my mother. Yeah. I have a human mother.
Yes.
And she's in danger. The only reason I'm here is because I'm trying to talk you out of this. He wants us to kill each other. But people don't talk to each other in this movie.
Yeah. Except for Lois Lane. Anyways, he stops himself from killing Batman, or from killing Superman, realizes his mother's name's also Martha. So he throws the spear away and helps Batman up. That's when they both hear the noise of Doomsday in the background, right?
Maybe.
Like, they hear, like, something happens in the background. And,
or they hear the reports of the electricity or the stuff happening at the ship.
Superman goes to fight Doomsday, and Batman goes, you're needed there. And so he goes, I'll save Martha. So they go split off. Lois Lane then grabs the spear and throws it underwater. This, like,
that
underwater...
That is so awkward, her grabbing the spear at all. She just ran
I actually laughed. I thought, I was excited to see, like, when Lois Lane picked the spear up, like, oh my god, is she just gonna, like, run around with this kryptonite spear? What's gonna happen? Like, it was a small moment of, like, whoa, is Lois Lane gonna do something? Yeah. What's going on? Like,
so, Doomsday emerges from the ship. Batman goes and he finds Martha Kent. And... saves her from death by flamethrower.
Yeah, because witches burn.
Yeah.
Kills a guy in the process. Well, many guys in the process.
Kills
probably.
A guy in the process. Says to Martha Kent this line, don't worry, I'm a friend of your son's. And she goes, I could tell from the cape. And it's just like minutes earlier, he was... ready to kill Superman.
He was taking glee in punching his face
with a kryptonite spear that he was sure was going to kill him.
For 18 months.
Now he's referring to him as his buddy.
Yeah.
It was like...
It's so out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's the only, like, one of the few moments of, like, lightness or jokiness in the movie.
But it doesn't work.
It's so bizarre.
In this movie where I'm, like, begging for some levity, the little bit of levity they throw in doesn't work.
She should be so disturbed from her experience, Martha Kent. Her, like, piss in her pants and just, like, freaking just rattle.
Don't worry, I'm a friend of your son.
Are you the guy who brands criminals and kills them?
Like, she should, like, her reaction should have been, like, I'm a friend of your son. Okay. Like, instead, like,
please,
I can tell from the cape. Yeah, just so corny. And so... Doomsday emerges, Superman goes to fight him, and...
Luckily, they only fight in abandoned parts of Gotham/Metropolis.
But also there happen to be many news helicopters around, because Gal Gadot, or Diana Prince, is boarding a plane where every screen on the airplane is on this news channel. And so she realizes she needs to go to help save the day. She has not revealed herself as Wonder Woman yet, by the way, in the movie. So, Batman also arrives on scene, and they're about to get clobbered by Doomsday, and that's when Wonder Woman shows up, blocks his, like...
The trailer happens.
The trailer scene number 12 happens, where she blocks his, like, big optic beam with her shield.
But it doesn't destroy everything right behind the shield burn it. And
So, the three of them team up to fight Doomsday. They're all getting kind of...
Batman can only pretty much fly in his plane, for the most part.
He can fly in his plane and also, like...
Avoid getting blown
to hell. Yeah. So, this, like, horrible-looking fight scene happens.
It's
horrible.
A shame.
Green screen fight scene, you're
right. I actually thought that the Doomsday in the trailer might have been, like, a placeholder image. Like, something that maybe, like, wasn't the final what it looked like.
Like, when they realized that they just recreated Abomination from the Incredible Hulk movie.
I hear the cave troll from Lord of the Rings a lot.
Yeah.
Of that.
Oh, definitely.
They have a cave troll.
Yeah. They have a Doomsday.
But the worst, like, I wasn't even too bothered by that. He's like, okay, yeah, he's got that generic face that I've seen in other places.
He's a big monster man.
It's just like the environments that they're in. So all they do is they'll be in one spot. It'll be two people staring at each other.
Yeah.
And then they smack them, like blur the screen over to another area where they hit a wall. And then you can tell, okay, now it's a person again. And then go back to CG, knock them over into another part. I don't know. There was nothing in between. It was just like one hit to a new area, one hit to a new area.
Yeah, I wasn't really.
Yeah. And so through no prompting of anybody, Lois gets the bright idea to go grab the kryptonite spear again.
I don't even know if she sees Doomsday or knows that it's Kryptonian. That
building.
No, I don't think.
How could she know that it was Kryptonian? So she goes and she grabs the kryptonite spear. What they set up is that she had dropped the spear in the water. I thought, okay, at the very least, this is the perfect scene for them to introduce Aquaman, who could, like, bring the spear up to her. Because she goes down deep and she starts to drown because it's too deep. And that's when Superman leaves the fight to go save her. Like, just have, like, Aquaman there or something. Like, you already established there's a character who can live underwater and who is, like, adept at...
You're in the middle of the water on this little island. Yeah. I think like Stryker Island or something. Yeah. Yeah, you could have had it, like... Or just have it clunk up in the hand and be like, what was that? And be like, yeah. It was a friend or like... Because a threat to the planet is a threat to Aquaman, like in general. So like, there could have been a little thing. There could have been something.
So anyway, Superman goes and gets the spear from Lois. And realizing it's going to weaken him too, he doesn't care.
He doesn't ask Wonder Woman, the superpowered lady who just showed up, to maybe use it instead.
So they all... at the same time have the same idea that weaken Doomsday with a kryptonite gas grenade and then Superman will run him through with the spear. But because the kryptonite has also weakened Superman, Doomsday at the last second like stabs him with a bone arm or something. And
his arm is cut off and then like a jut of bone grows out, so he impales him.
Yeah. So they're both impaling each other as it's happening and kill each other. In the end.
Yep.
The least earned major death I think I've ever seen. I could not have been less upset that Superman
was dead. Who would be upset? The chemistry
between Superman and Doomsday was just not.
Doomsday should have been in that tub.
Yeah.
It's badly, it's doing the Dark Knight Returns and the death of Superman, and it's doing them both really badly, and, ugh.
So, the one thing I shouldn't say more than anything, because I hated a ton of stuff, and we've already been over that, but one thing that popped up a ton during this movie that I really didn't like was the fact that they framed shots for the trailer and like did slow pants and did all this stuff. The idea, like the Superman when he goes and he brings the girl down
in Mexico during City, Mardi Gras and the space, where, the rocket taking off.
Yeah, all that stuff. Everything is framed for a trailer, but they hang on it. They try and put it in there as it's not a montage or anything like that. They put it in scenes, and they do a lot of it with the three, the Trinity, right? The Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman. They'll just have them stand there. And, like, Wonder Woman will be in a model pose or whatever, sticking something out. And then Superman will be, like, looking like Jesus or something like that. And then Batman's just kind of brooding or something. But they have them all just sit there for way too long.
It all feels like they just want to make sure that the pictures in Entertainment Weekly will be really clear and solid and have, like, them in the middle of the frame.
Yeah. But what it makes is, like, I would rather just go see a trailer or rather just look at these pictures, because that's closer to, like, okay, yeah, I want to see that. I don't want to actually see it in the movie. It doesn't look good. And so when they did those things, all it did was remind me, like, oh yeah, this is Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. This is what I've been waiting for since I was a kid, and yet I fucking hate it. This is the only point where I'm actually seeing those three together and thinking, like, okay, this is what I had... Not like this is what I had hoped for, but like, oh yeah, this movie was made to accomplish
something. There's a camera zooming in on Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman standing there on this battlefield, and you're like, what? But then you're like, oh, I'm in this world with these versions of these characters.
Exactly. Because it's so disconnected from what I actually want that until those shots happen, I didn't even realize I was watching a movie that had Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman in it.
Right.
Awful.
So, I mean,
the epilogue of the movie occurs, and it's just a bunch of, like, static quick shots of Lex Luthor getting arrested, and then getting his head shaved in prison.
Oh my god.
Superman's funeral.
In Smallville, I think.
In Smallville, but also one in Metropolis, where has suddenly forgiven him.
They bury a casket, a black and silver casket.
Yeah. Batman and Wonder Woman are talking about what's going to happen next. And that's when Batman kind of decides, well, we should get everybody together.
All the metahumans.
So that's kind of your tease for Justice League. But Lex Luthor, as he's being arrested, is kind of ranting and raving about how something else is coming. And
the bell's been rung, and someone out there is going to come and visit us. And, you know, it's too late for us now.
Right.
And then they cut back to Lois Lane with the dirt in her hand, which I totally forgot. Like, she picks it up, and then they go through about three different scenes. They have a scene of the Batman, Wonder Woman talking, and then they flash back in the middle of that to him going in to talk to Lex Luthor. Then they come back out to Batman, and
and then the Grave Digger's like, "Lady, you gotta throw that dirt on the casket or what?
Hey, we got wife and kids too."
But he's still alive.
So she throws the dirt onto the casket. They pan down to the casket, and as the movie's about to end, you see the dirt start to rise a little bit off the casket. Ta-da! Mm-hmm. He's not dead, everybody!
Ta-da, the big franchise character is not actually gone.
Right. The main guy from the Justice League is not dead. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. Also, the star of Man of Steel 2, due out in a couple years, is not dead. Okay, so I'm going to ask this, and you can give as short or long an answer as you want. I already said it. What do you think that it was an earned moment when he died?
They do everything to... I was actually looking forward to the moment in the Senate where he might have explained himself or said what he feels about the planet or how he feels about people accusing him of things or something, and we never get that moment where it's taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only through his actions that you can say, like, well, I guess he did care about the planet Earth because he was willing to die.
Mm-hmm.
Except that the president of the United States decided to nuke him in orbit.
Yeah.
And was basically deciding, like, he wasn't worth, you know, the shot. And at the end of the day, he decides, like, yeah, the planet I'm living on is worth killing this monster for. But that doesn't necessarily mean, to me, say definitively that he loves Earthlings or anything.
Right.
It just means that, like, he doesn't want this thing, I guess, killing everyone.
It also felt kind of circumstantial that he died, because it wasn't even like he was sacrificing. It was like he was sure that he was going to kill this thing, not that it was going to strike him back.
True.
What I thought for sure was going to be the scene was that Superman was going to be holding Doomsday in place, and like Batman would be the one with the spear, and he'd be like, "Do it!" And then like he would run him through, but it would also kill Super. It would be like the Goku Raditz ending, where like, of course, like, it's going to kill both of them, but he's like, you have to do it.
It's the greater good.
Yeah. Like, that, to me, that's a bigger sacrifice than, like, I got him. Oh, shit, he also stabbed me, too.
I like your ending way better.
Thank you.
Yep. There are a lot of little minor things they could have done to change this. But, no, I don't think they earned it. I think, I mean, just as far as our general thoughts on the film, I guess, this was just such a huge misstep. It was a mistake to keep continuing on in that Man of Steel universe. It's a shame that this is the landscape of DC's future films.
Yeah.
I was excited for them to address it. The fact that they brought out Batman saying, like, this stuff is out of control.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to work. I thought they were going to, like, they realized the criticisms, and then they were going to have Batman as a character address them and become... I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe be the audience surrogate and be like, I am pissed off. Because I was. That's me.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this guy's still flying around for 18 months, and he destroyed half a city, and he killed all these people. Like, has he ever talked to the president? Has he ever flown to talk to all the victims' families and said, I'm so sorry that I was blah, blah, blah? It's, they wanted a Superman in a real world, and I was ready for Batman or this movie in general to kind of address that, address those issues.
But didn't happen.
Nope.
So awful.
I've said it, I think I probably said it on this podcast, there's almost no, like, when I think about like whether I'm ever going to watch this movie again, there's not one scene in this movie where I'm like, you know what, at least I could watch that part of the movie. Yep. I genuinely disliked every minute of this movie. And there's no part of it I ever am interested in watching again. Like, even in Man of Steel, I dislike that movie, but I like the parts on Krypton. I thought that was kind of an interesting idea. Like, there's some parts of that movie where I'm like, I could watch that again. I cannot think of one second of this movie I want to watch again. And I just... It's
spoiled the continuing movies, yeah. Too. Like, I'm not excited about any of that stuff.
Well, definitely made me more wary and more... Well, I mean, we can touch on that another time, but, like, sure. You know, Suicide Squad, things coming up where I just don't know what to think. Now I'm just convinced that it's the marketing trying to convince me that it's not going to be as bad
right.
or as grim as this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the Batman, I think everything on the horizon, too, looks bad in some way. To me, just personally, opinion, whatever. But the Batman from Ben Affleck could be interesting.
Yeah,
but there is no way that I'm going to watch it in theater. Well, maybe if we're doing it for the podcast. So maybe I'll be forced to. But there's no way that I want to see this in theater.
You wouldn't
choose
to do it on your own.
Exactly. Yeah. I just watch a DVD of it or something like that. Rent it for a bit. But, yeah.
It's so a shame. Bad. It's at least, you know, and there's been things about Marvel, you know, to tie it into Marvel, you know, there's been things about Marvel where, you know, they need stuff to kind of set up their next film, or they, you know, directors get a little frustrated. They need to kind of put these things or shoehorn these things in. But at the very least, you can say it seems like some of their visions come through. You know, Guardians is different. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy
and
is
Avengers
different.
Avengers 2, their vision literally came through.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit of a style, and there's like, the tones are a little different.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's supposed to be in the same universe. Some are funnier than others. Some are grimmer than others. You know, it's disappointing that this is kind of the whole tone.
This is the universe.
Yeah, this is a universe. And I've said this a lot since the movie came out, and I just take, you know, exception to it. It's just that people are saying, well, what do you want? That all these movies should be like Marvel's movies. They should be, you know, funny. There's a difference between funny and fun. And you can absolutely have stakes and still have it be fun.
Yeah.
You can have...
I mean, they have those in the Marvel movie.
You can have drama and still have jokes. You can still... And I'm not... I don't need Superman cracking yucks all the time. I don't need... You know, I don't need Batman quipping at his villains all the time. But in the real world, people have a lightheartedness to them. And in this world, they do not.
Nobody does.
Yeah, there's the balance. Like... Captain America Winter Soldier or something. It gets serious.
Absolutely.
But
yes.
There's also levity in there.
And Captain America Winter Soldier.
There's friendships. And there's all that stuff where it's just like, oh, okay. These people are multifaceted.
Yes. they're almost like they're human beings. He's a Kryptonian, but the interesting thing about that character is what human elements he takes on and uses. Captain America Winter Soldier has floating ships that are targeting innocent people, every innocent person on Earth with like super bullets, but there's still like room for like jokes and like and like little things that just you crack a smile. You're like, oh yeah, they're heroes.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, it's impossible. It's such a bummer. I love Batman and Superman. I love those characters, and it's such a disappointment to me that this is sort of their representation now.
There's nothing likable about them.
No, definitely.
So. When I got home after this movie, I burned the ticket, and then...
You almost burned your room down.
Yeah, exactly. And then I watched Supergirl, the, like, CBS show, which is, like, not great, but it hits some of those notes that do not even get touched in this movie, where it's just like, okay, it is fun, it is serious, too, sometimes, but it just... I don't know. There are characters. There are characters that have more depth than in this. On this TV show that's made for CBS.
That's not even part of, like, the continuity. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's the fact that they're not strapped down to being this part of this grim, dark universe that lets them do it.
But, yeah, I get it. But the whole grim, dark thing is all Snyder anyway. Like, he's what he's made these decisions. It's
unfortunately,
not like he couldn't
I think Chris Nolan's.
Change his mind.
I think Chris Nolan's Batman inspired that sort of, like, what if this character existed in a real world? But they had human moments and stuff.
Yes.
They took all, like, only the dark parts of that and applied it. It's...
And I have liked Zack Snyder in the past more than other people. So going into this movie, I thought that despite all of the bad reviews, that, like, I liked Sucker Punch. I liked 300 when I first watched it. I liked Watchmen. All the stuff that people kind of, like, criticize all the time, I liked it. So I thought going into this, people were going to be criticizing it, but I would enjoy it. But there's nothing to like about it.
Yeah.
Can't disagree.
Well, on that note, guys, since we kind of briefly talked about it, should note that next month we'll be talking about Captain America Civil War, which, I spent almost this whole movie just wishing I was watching at least the trailer for Civil War.
Checking your watch and seeing when the countdown for Civil War was going to be up.
The next time you hear from us, we'll have watched Captain America Civil War, and you will hear our review of that.
Hopefully a little more positive.
Yeah. So we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.